Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. Well, try to have some fun on a Tuesday. Obviously, there's all kinds of things we're going to get to. But to open the show, there's only one thing that's appropriate to get to, in case you haven't heard.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
Breaking. Trump indicted over January 6th. DOJ demands details stay sealed. All right, now, just to let you know, I have to let you know this. There's a plan of attack here. What we're going to do right off the bat with this latest indictment that just came down, we're going to give you the ins and outs. I've been making phone calls, texting people, and you know how difficult that is for me to call people. I talk to people on the phone for you. That's how much I love you. So we're going to go over the nitty gritty, the yes, the no, what's happening, what's going to happen. We're going to do that first. Then we're going to talk about how we should feel about it. And I'll be very frank with you. The basic facts and where we're at and where we're going, those might be hard to hear. The how you should feel about it might actually make you feel better. So if you feel like driving off a bridge right now, please don't. Trust me. In the end, it's all going to work out fine. Kind of. But let's discuss exactly what's going on with this Trump stuff. And I'm sure you're getting ready to explode right now. So we thought as a show, it might be appropriate to offer you a vent tonight. I'm probably going to let you call in and vent. Not now, way later on. Just hang on. Let's deal with the who's who and what. Okay, this is the special counsel, Jack Smith. Special prosecutor, Jack Smith. Why is Jack Smith there? He was the one Merrick Garland tasked with taking out Trump. Remember, Trump has the New York indictment. That's a separate indictment. The Alvin Bragg, George Soros, DA, New York City indictment. That's a separate one. All right. That is a separate one. This one, it's kind of tied to the Florida indictment we already have. Because remember, Trump already has two. And technically, this also counts as two. Again, I'm going to try to explain this. Set New York aside. All right. New York was the first one. Just set that aside. Put it out of your mind. The one that came in Florida with the classified documents where they said Trump mishandled classified documents and things like that. That was a DOJ one, but it's going to take place in the state of Florida. So you're going to have a more favorable judge, more favorable jury. Now, this Jack Smith character, it's important you understand this. He can keep and will keep adding charges onto the indictment, and that is called a superseding indictment. There are going to be many of these. Don't even, when you look at the list of charges and Trump charges he's already facing, that list is going to grow. This is the initial list. Grand jury returned a sealed envelope. Honestly, 15 minutes before we came on the air, They returned this envelope that said, yes, we're moving forward to convict. We're moving forward to try, I guess I should say. Now, there will be more indictments out of D.C. coming, and they will be tacked on to this one as superseding indictments. Am I clear on that, Chris? Michael, you guys are dumb. Did you understand what I said? I made that clear? See, even Chris and Michael got it. Everyone got it. This is it's a superseding one, and there will be more superseding indictments. Now, some of this is going to be sobering. You know, it's not your mommy's show. It's your daddy's show. I'm going to give it to you right between the eyes. Donald Trump is going to be convicted. He is. I'm not even dealing with New York City. He's almost undoubtedly going to be convicted in New York City. He's going to be in Manhattan, 85% Democrat. Let's deal with this Jack Smith indictment, the one from today, and there'll be more things they add to it. Washington, D.C. is roughly 94% Democrat. And the Democrats who live there are the furthest left in the country. They're all communists. The judge, it's an Obama judge, communist. Trump is going to be tried in D.C. with a Trump judge and a jury full of 12 people who think he's the Antichrist. Whatever they charge Trump with, it will be crap. It's unjustified. It's wrong. He will be convicted. There are only two questions now. And calm down, calm down. We're going to get to how we should feel about it in a little bit. But we got to be honest about this, because I'm seeing way too many, much pie in the sky stuff. No, Jesse, Trump will overcome. No, he's not. Stop. No, he's not. There's nothing. There's no way to overcome a federal DOJ this evil once they trap you in communist DC. There's nothing to overcome. We can't MAGA rally our way out of it. He's going to be convicted. There are only two things that are up in the air right now. Only two questions. You knew all this was coming anyway. You listen to this show. We've been honest about this. What's coming? You know this already. There are only two questions. Those two questions are, once he's convicted, what will the sentence be? What will they do with him? Do you throw Trump in a federal prison with a Secret Service detail on him at all times? You would have to have a detail on him at all times. If something happened to him, it would not be what the system wanted, because the system would want him alive to make an example of him. So the question is, what happens after they convict him? What is the sentencing? Keep in mind, again, I'm giving you hard truths right between the eyes. Keep this in mind. January 6th political prisoners, they've already been through this exact court system in D.C. They've already been through trials for many of the exact same charges Trump is being charged with. And these people are going to prison for 10, 20 years. There is precedent with this case and these charges. There is precedent, unlawful and unjust as it is, to send Donald Trump away for the rest of his life. He's 80, close to 80, 20 years in the federal, or he's gone, so he's never coming out again. Two questions. What's the sentencing after he's convicted? And the other question is, do they jail Trump leading up to his trial? Essentially, pretrial confinement. Do they tell Trump, no. No campaigning. No Mar-a-Lago. You fly to Washington, D.C., where we will lock you in a jail cell until it's time for your trial. Now, maybe that has you really freaking out, and maybe that's a bridge that so far you're yelling at the radio right now, Jesse, are you insane? They would never. In your defense, when that was first brought to me by one of the people I talked to, I said, okay, that's too far even for the system. They're not going to do that. They're not going to put Trump in pretrial confinement. No way. I got hard pushback that is a real possibility. We have two questions, only two things in the air. Once convicted, what will he be sentenced with? And are they going to lock him up now until his trial? I know everything I just said sucks. And I know what's going through your head right now, that Jesse, this is wrong. This is unjust. This is unfair. We're in a banana republic. Jesse, this will divide the country forever. Jesse, we can't come back for this. And let me be clear. Everything you just said to me is 100% accurate. We cannot come back from this. We will not come back from this. This is unjust. It is wrong. He doesn't deserve it. It's completely ridiculous. Everything you're saying and thinking right now is 100% accurate and true. All of it. Every bit of it. I understand how you feel right now. I am not feeling great about the state of this gangster country we have right now. I will, however, tell you a couple things that maybe, in my own twisted way, might make you feel a little bit better. I know the anxiety's running a little high right now, especially with news like this. You ready to feel a little bit better? All right, we'll deal with that in a minute. All right, we'll deal with that for a minute. I know what makes me feel better. My Pillow slippers and mattress toppers. What, Chris? On indictment day, what you need is more My Pillow. You need to nestle into the gloriousness that is My Pillow, even the bath towels. And right now, remember how I told you they were having a 20th anniversary sale? And I was all, buy the pillows, buy the pillows. They've expanded their sale for a limited time. Now they're offering a free gift valued at $20, and virtually everything's on sale. All of it. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544. You ready to feel kind of better? Maybe? Maybe a little? Hang on. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Everybody calm down. I know about the indictment news. And just a heads up, we think Jack Smith is we're going to get you Jack Smith. You have it right now, Chris? Okay, this is Jack Smith, the special counsel, charged Trump. Here he is.
Today, an indictment was unsealed, charging Donald J. Trump with conspiring to defraud the United States, conspiring to disenfranchise voters, and conspiring and attempting to obstruct an official proceeding.
Is Jack Smith, is that it, Chris? Is this just an uncomfortable pause? Maybe it's one of these people. Look, if he speaks some more, we'll get it to you. Just cut him off and forget it. We'll get back to that. Okay, so four counts, like I said, now. You got it. We covered it all in the opening. Where this is going to go, how this is going to go. I should note, we don't know whether it's going to be prison sentence at the end or something like house arrest for security reasons. They'll do something to make him miserable, whether it's a prison or lock him in Mar-a-Lago, you know, close the blinds, who knows. They're going to do something. So what that conviction is at the end, we don't know, but that's what's up in the air. Now, let's deal with how you're probably feeling right now. Probably not good. You're probably not feeling good. That's a lot of hard information to take in, whether you're a Trump lover or a Trump hater. And this is where I'm going to pause and do a little disclaimer here. Whether you're Team Trump, go MAGA, baby, or whether you're Team Heavy D, Ron DeSantis, I love you. What happened today is not about the primary. Don't let your love, remember, you're in love. I'm not in love. I don't fall in love with candidates. You're in love, so you're blind. You're blinded because that's what love does to us. It does it to all of us. I can't be honest with you about my kids. I love them too much. You're in love. So maybe instinctually you've made this about the primary. Maybe you're a Trump supporter saying, what figures? DeSantis wants this so we can be the nominee. You sound stupid. Stop talking like that. If you're a DeSantis supporter and you say they're doing this on purpose to make Trump the nominee, you sound stupid. Stop talking like that. This is about the destruction of a man the system viewed as a threat. Whether or not you consider him one is irrelevant. The system did consider him one, so they have dedicated everything to his destruction. If Trump dropped out of the race tomorrow, they would still try and convict him in every single court in the land because that's what corrupt systems do. They identify potential threats and they destroy them. That's what they do. It's not about the primary. I promise. Put your pom-poms down. That's not what today's about. Now, maybe you're stressed because you realize what this does mean for a country. Because this will be... that. Look, the elites right now don't fully understand it. There will be no return. You can't go back down that road. You can't put the leading candidate for office for the nomination on trial during an election year and potentially prison him, maybe jail him before trial, and ever come back. You don't ever come back. People will never forget. They will never forgive. However, can I make you feel a little bit better about something? Have you ever dealt with an alcoholic, or maybe you've been an alcoholic yourself? Or have you ever dealt with someone who's extremely overweight? Or maybe you're currently dealing with that. Maybe you're trying to lose weight. And that's a wonderful thing, right? But what do they say? You know, let's focus on alcoholics. What do they say is the most important first step? I've never been to any AA meetings, but I've seen enough movies and talked to enough people who know. What do they say the most important step is? What is it? Admitting you have a problem. Here in the United States of America, our biggest problem is that normie Norm doesn't think there's a problem. That's the problem. That's what's really holding us back. The communist thrives on what two things? Lies and the apathy. Lies, his lies, and the apathy of normie Norm. Let's not let them know how truly evil we are. Let's not let them know what our real plans are. Let's not let them know what we're thinking. That's what the communist thrives on. We have a public that has lived its life so comfortably, so much Wi-Fi, so much food delivery, so many stocked shelves in the grocery store. Gas prices have gone down a little bit. We have a society full of people who don't pay attention like you pay attention to, and they simply are not aware that we have a corrupt, gangster, late-stage republic that is so wholly evil that cleaning it out is going to take decades. It'll take decades to clean out the filth in this evil government. Normie Norm doesn't know that. He thinks he gets the news. No, I turned on Fox News for 10 minutes last night. I know what's going on. He doesn't have a clue what's going on. None. Seeing Donald Trump be put on trial in D.C. in an election year, it may not wake up. In fact, it won't wake up all the norms, but it's going to bring a whole new batch of them into our fold. It's going to wake up a bunch of normie norms who still have convinced themselves, we'll just win an election here and we'll be just fine. Is it going to screw up 2024 for us? Man, it sure might. We'll cross that bridge when we get here. I've never done this before. You haven't either. No one's ever done this before. What does this look like? I don't know. Are the presidential debates held in the D.C. gulag? Maybe we'll have the January 6th prisoners there as moderators? I don't know what it looks like. I don't have any idea. But we're going to walk through it together. Our challenge to save the country. Because that's the ultimate goal, isn't it? To save the country. Our challenge has always been slap Normie Norm awake. How do I get Normie Norm to wake up and realize what's going on? You can only do so much. Donald Trump walking into that DC hell, unjustified, ridiculous charges, might just bring us a new batch of Normie Norms. And those are the reinforcements we need. So I don't know if that made you feel better. Maybe it did. What, Chris? It kind of did. That was sunny. I thought that was very sunny. I feel better. I feel better already. Now let's move on to the real crimes, the ones Joe Biden committed. Before we move on to that, let's do this. Let's always remember that there are battles that we see on the news. They seem like huge battles. Wow, a Jack Smith indictment of Donald Trump. And then there are other battles that are just as important that we don't talk about enough, like the battle against abortion. It goes on without end. People have for years been saturated with propaganda. It's just a clump of cells. It's just this. It doesn't matter. And now we have too many babies dying. Preborn is trying to stop it. They are stopping it. Preborn is giving these scared young ladies free ultrasounds. They hear that heartbeat. They choose life. Preborn cannot do this without you. Your $28 is what buys that ultrasound. $28 buys a scared young woman an ultrasound and probably saves a life. Go to preborn.com/Jesse tonight and give. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I will let you vent off with your calls next hour. We're dealing with this Trump indictment stuff, and we're going to deal with Biden. We'll make fun of Eric Adams here in a minute. Just, there's a name you're going to get real familiar with. Her name is Tanya Chutkan. Tanya Chutkan. Who is Tanya Chutkan? That's the judge who's going to be presiding over the Trump trial. She's the Obama appointee. She has presided over several January 6th trials. She's the judge that's been regularly sentencing people for longer than the government recommendations. Again, I know this is hard, but we're just giving it to people between the eyes. All right, we did get the entire 2 minute and 37 second Jack Smith press conference. Again, this is the special prosecutor. As much as I find it revolting to give this guy the microphone, I would be remiss as such a lofty journalist, Chris, to not play the whole thing. So actually, I will not interrupt it. This is 2 minutes and 30 seconds. This is Jack Smith, and then I'm coming back. Here he is.
Today, an indictment was unsealed, charging Donald J. Trump with conspiring to defraud the United States, conspiring to disenfranchise voters, and conspiring and attempting to obstruct an official proceeding. The indictment was issued by a grand jury of citizens here in the District of Columbia, and it sets forth the crimes charged in detail. I encourage everyone to read it in full. The attack on our nation's capital on January 6th, 2021, was an unprecedented assault on the seat of American democracy. As described in the indictment, it was fueled by lies. Lies by the defendant targeted at obstructing a bedrock function of the U.S. government, the nation's process of collecting, counting, and certifying the results of the presidential election. The men and women of law enforcement who defended the U.S. Capitol on January 6th are heroes. They are patriots, and they are the very best of us. They did not just defend a building or the people sheltering in it. They put their lives on the line to defend who we are as a country and as a people. They defended the very institutions and principles that define the United States. Since the attack on our Capitol, the Department of Justice has remained committed to ensuring accountability for those criminally responsible for what happened that day. This case is brought consistent with that commitment, and our investigation of other individuals continues. In this case, my office will seek a speedy trial so that our evidence can be tested in court and judged by a jury of citizens. In the meantime, I must emphasize that the indictment is only an allegation and that the defendant must be presumed innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt in a court of law. I would like to thank the members of the Federal Bureau of Investigation who are working on this investigation with my office, as well as the many career prosecutors and law enforcement agents from around the country who have worked on previous January 6th investigations. These women and men are public servants of the very highest order, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I think we all pretty much feel awful now. Let's move on to something else. We'll hit this up next hour with more stories in your calls. Let's talk about something else. You want to talk about something good? It's not even one of the major news stories. We'll get to the Biden stuff in a minute, but you want to talk about something good, something brilliant? there are political stunts that are pointless and stupid. And then there are political stunts that have value, even if it's not tangible value. We touched on this a little bit last night when we were talking about impeaching Joe Biden. We talked last night, you remember, about how they impeached Trump, and that gave value for their cause. Why? It tainted Trump. It branded him. Oh, he was impeached. There's value there. Maybe not something you can wrap your teeth around, but there's real value there. Real value there. Okay, so there are stunts, and then there are stunts. Who's somebody the left finds obnoxious? And some people on the right find Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz is a great example. Matt Gaetz is a congressman from Florida. The left despises him. Half the people on the right think he's obnoxious. Whenever there's any kind of a hearing of any kind in front of the Congress, Matt Gaetz can be heard. He's going to get up there. He's going to make a loud spectacle of the entire thing. He'll be obnoxious in your face. And look, you're going to hear it on the show. It's going to be on the news. I find tremendous value in that because it gets on the news. It raises the awareness. There's value in the guy who pushes the envelope. There's value in the guy who brings attention to something they don't want attention to. I have been very critical of Texas Governor Greg Abbott because he was a disaster during COVID. I'll never forgive him for that, by the way, but he was a disaster during COVID. Mr. Lockdown. Gosh, these Republicans suck. Anyway, I have to give credit where credit is due. Greg Abbott was the first. Many of them do it now, but Greg Abbott was the first who went to the illegals we're bringing into this country and asked them if they would like to go someplace else. And he would give them specifics. And he simply said, hey, because they have to agree to go, which is ridiculous, right? They're illegals. You should be able to send them right back across the border. But anyway, he said, hey, how about New York City? The Big Apple, baby. How about the Big Apple? New York City, it's lovely this time of year. And they agreed, many of them. And let's be clear, this isn't deporting people. It's sad and pathetic that you can only deport people from Texas to New York. You can't actually kick them out of the country. You just have to move them around the board. So that's sad and pathetic. This is only a political stunt. It's a stunt. It's nothing more. Man, it's brilliant. It's brilliant. It's forced these cities to actually have to deal with the illegal immigration problem, whereas they never had to deal with it before. It was always up to Southern California and Texas and Arizona and New Mexico, all the border states. Oh, it's your problem. Best of luck. And so all these cities, all these super left-wing cities declared, we are sanctuary cities. The immigrant is always welcome here. Well, that's what they were saying yesterday. Here's what they're saying today.
Eventually, this was going to come to a neighborhood near you. Having someone embedded is a good start. That came from the Secretary of Homeland Security. We want to thank him. But I've been very clear on what we need. We need to control the border. We need to call a state of emergency, and we need to properly fund this national crisis.
How about that? A Democrat. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, that's a big deal. A major Democrat standing in front of the microphone calling to secure the border because he had to deal with illegal immigrants for like 2 months. Been a few months of him having to deal with illegal immigrants and they're done with it. Headline, Democrats beg Biden to declare a state of emergency as migrants fill New York City streets. Credit where credit is due. Greg Abbott, governor of Texas, shipping illegals into New York City so they have to deal with them is an all-time brilliant move. And I would hope every GOP governor in the country has the brains and the stones to continue this. Just send busload after busload after busload there until they beg to secure the border. All right. Now, Joe Biden. His crimes, his lack of a soul on display again. You ready for this? No soul, Biden? Hang on.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I am going to let you vent and get it all off your chest with all the indictment stuff and all those things about 10 minutes from now, but you're welcome now to finally call with whatever you want, 877-377-4373, 877-377-4373, but I need to clarify something for tonight for these calls. One, same rules apply like always. No small talk. All right. Don't tell me you love the show. I'm not going to thank you for taking the call. When I say your name, just go. Just get to whatever you're going to talk about. You don't have to thank me or anything like that or tell me you love the show. I know you love the show. That's fine. Just get right to the point. That's one. Two, this is one of those days where emotions are running very, very high. Very high. You get this indictment news and then we talk about a potential Trump going to prison, something horrible like that. You get that news and you tend to get hot. I tend to get hot. We get emotional because we care about the country. Maybe you're a super fan for Trump. Now you really, really care. You get emotional. No violence. No threats of violence. No talk of doing things illegal. Now is not the time to do illegal things. It's time to be aggressive and be focused, but not do illegal things, all right? That applies to the phone calls. So don't call in here after your 10th Bud Light and tell me, I said I'm getting my gun. No, calm down, all right? Calm down. Now that said, you can call 877-377-4373. Let's go back to the Joe Biden stuff, shall we? Let's go back to the real crimes. Because this Burisma stuff, this Joe Biden, Hunter Biden stuff is real. Remember Burisma, that's the company that hired Hunter Biden, paying him over $80,000 a month with no experience. We now know, according to Devin Archer, the guy who testified yesterday, that Burisma would have gone under without Joe Biden, without Joe Biden's aid. So Joe Biden, no matter which way you slice it, no matter how many indictments you bring down on Trump to distract everybody, Joe Biden's in real political trouble. How do you know he's in real political trouble? Well, you can tell because Joe Biden's dead son is all of a sudden being brought up again. Because, again, soulless monsters that they are, these communists, they try to use Joe Biden's dead son as political fodder.
Ugh. These phone calls, like, what were they about? What would then Vice President Biden say in these conversations? Walk us through what happened.
Right. So let's put this in context. Bo Biden got very sick in early 2015. He died in the spring of 2015, which was right in the middle when Devin Archer had his business dealings with Hunter Biden. At that point, Joe Biden and Hunter Biden began to speak every day because they were both devastated by Bo's death. They spoke every day. The witness testified that over his 10-year relationship.
Oh, of course they spoke every day. No, it wasn't about business. It was about Bo's death. There's Lowe, and then there's Nat. Oh, don't think that was a one-off. This is something that the Biden administration, not only has Joe Biden done this multiple times, they have clearly sent out the bat signal to their various surrogates that this is the defense they want to go with. No, it wasn't me. It was my dead son, Bo.
As far as Hunter Biden goes, there's no doubt. I mean, it's pretty clear, even those close to the Biden family suggest that some of his behavior was pretty unseemly. That doesn't make it illegal. And it also means we don't know the role that then Vice President Biden may have played. And it seems like, no, they haven't proven that he had anything to do with it. They haven't proven that he profited from this at all. Yet maybe he is guilty of turning a blind eye to some of his son's behavior. And we should put this in context. This is a time when Bo Biden, the president's other son, was ill and then dying and then passed away. So perhaps he...
Just the grossest people on the face of the planet. And Joe Biden did these things. This is real. Joe Biden is in serious trouble. And let's travel down another little rabbit hole, shall we? Kind of a gross one. You know, before we get to the rabbit hole, let's do this really quickly. Do you have your hero gun or your hero arrow yet? Does the person you love,
That daughter you sent off to college, your son who's at a trade school, does he carry something on him that will allow him to stop a bad guy from hurting him? Does your mom? Hero, it's non-lethal. I love it as a non-lethal option to go with my Glock. Some people use it exclusively as their self-defense weapon. But it's non-lethal, so you don't need a concealed carry permit. Get one. It'll save your life, man. It will. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. Go. Today's the day. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. Back to what we were talking about. Remember this Ashley Biden diary saga? Just to give you a little recap, Ashley Biden's Joe Biden's daughter. She'd stayed at a house, left behind a bag. The owner of the house went through the bag trying to figure out whose stuff it was, comes across a diary, Ashley Biden's diary. Starts thumbing through the diary. There are some really shocking allegations in there. Things like Joe Biden, I hate saying that. There are kids listening. I don't know, how am I supposed to talk about this? What am I supposed to say, Chris? Joe Biden would hit the showers with the daughter. And it was something she wrote in the diary that she was horrified by. It's actually really, really heartbreaking. It's really gross. It's really, I'm not going to say anything else. It's really gross. It's really bad. Project Veritas got a hold of this diary or tried to verify that the diary was real. And they never could verify it was real. Then the FBI goes and kicks in the door of the three journalists who were looking into it, which lets you know that it's real. And then Project Veritas comes out yesterday with this video. What you're going to hear is audio of Ashley Biden admitting it's her diary.
At this point, and I don't mean to, I don't want to have to get Secret Service involved in this, right? Because it just is, it's a whole process.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I am Ashley Biden. It is my stuff. So if you could just skip all of that over, I would really appreciate it. I know you sent a picture to...
I am Ashley Biden, and it is my stuff, and Project Veritas put out the video. That's Ashley Biden verifying that it was her diary. It was her diary. The diary where Ashley Biden describes how her father, the now president of the United States of America, conducted himself with her. There doesn't sound like it's a one-off either. Again, it's not something I'm going to read here on the show. This is after we've watched how much video of Joe Biden acting inappropriately, to put it mildly, with young girls. Every time he gets around them, he has to grab them and nuzzle them. And yeah, it's really, really gross. If you knew anything about child predators, you'll know that's a big old sign of it. Joe Biden is a despicable human being and a criminal. Yes, it should be Joe Biden going to prison. But in this late stage republic of ours, I don't know that that's going to happen. All right. 877-377-4373. I will let you get it off your chest and vent. It's probably a good night for that. 877-377-4373.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.